Welcome to episode 2 or 3 of the Daniel O'Donnell podcast with Andy and
Sarah.
And at the moment we are riding through green desert.
Lovely bumpy road.
Rocks. You might hear me scream like a schoolgirl from time to time. I'm not used to this.
Very bumpy road.
Whoa! Jeez! It's wild plains everywhere, like mountains. It's like a volcano made of green. There's a sea beside it.
We're starting to come into Glenveagh, to be honest, you know?
Coming into Glenveagh. Glenveagh is a big, there's white rocks, grey rocks everywhere around us. And Glenveagh is a massive.
Big national park.
Yep. Oh. Look at that. This is like these legendary places you hear about in America. Like Mount Oregon. It's Ireland, Himalayas, really.
Gorgeous. Lovely.
And we couldn't have picked a better day for this. The sun is out. It's just throwing heat all over the panorama. Shall we review both the places we stayed at? So the first night was, let me see if I can get this right, Glenconkill? I thought we were here. Okay, I'm going to pause this and get back. We're okay. Yep, we're back. Disaster averted. We were looking for Letterkenny and a massive steep decline with a wee road at the bottom of it that you could miss. You could really miss it. Like, you find yourself in a town far, far, far away. Sheep and trees. So, first night, Glenconkill. I'm not one of podcasting, dear. You can't eat crisps and podcast. So how many podcasts have you listened to?
You make it more interesting.
You can't. Right, I'll hold a crisp packet.
No.
A responsible sidekick.
I'm good.
Okay. No, what?
Eat some, you know.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get round to reviewing the wonderful places we stayed, we're going to review some McCoy's Cheddar and Onion in a new feature that we'll be doing every week in the podcast called the Crisp Critic Corner. So, Sarah, your opinion on cheese and onion? Hunky dories.
I know that I'm not going to be eating any of that for the rest of the week. So, bad stuff.
I'm going to eat more than is shamefully right.
I'm going to have the rest of the bag.
Thanks. All 5 bags. This is what she does. She buys like, you're barely a whirlwind, you're a fucking midge compared to me. She buys 6 bags and then says, here you go, you eat 5.5 of them. Oh, motor car. How are we going to get past? How are they going to get... I think they're at the end of the... they're reversing. Can we? Oh, yeah. That's it.
Sure.
What kind of example are you setting our listeners? Our one listener is going to be sitting at home eating Monkey Dory McCoy, is it? Hunky Dory McCoy. Right. Save for later. Look at that sun. This might be Glenveagh, actually. It's beautiful. So, first night was Glenconkill, that's the name of it, yeah?
Yeah, Glenconkill. My gran used to bring my mum and her 2 brothers there every summer. She even brought us over one summer as well, so it's like a wee favourite place. lovely.
And it's like, there didn't seem to be, I don't remember a lot in it. There was a sort of co-op, four pubs, and that was it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's one of these sort of one street villages. One of the pubs, one or two of the pubs were closed when we got there.
Yep.
I think one's down temporarily. And we stayed at, I can't remember the name of the place we stayed at, but we'll put it on the blog, under this. We stayed with a lovely mad woman there, completely batshit and insane.
Bonkers.
Well, first we went to Rorty's, which was a local pub, and one or two pubs that were next to one another. The other pub was quite big. Rorty's was like, it had seating for about six people. Your kitchen, listener, is probably bigger than Rorty's. And there was a big, it was a pissy night, and there was a great warm open fire just burning the face off. They did the most perfect Guinness.
Yeah.
It was strong, it was tasty, and the bar was just covered in...
It hit the spot, indeed. Then we bumped into one of my colleague's sisters.
Yes.
Coincidental.
Yes. In the middle of Irish Breaking Bad country. Miles from... Where was Glenconkill? How many miles would that be from Fianaskillen?
Probably about
50, I think. Yeah. But there was a lot of windy roads around it, which means, you know, as you drivers know, you know, an hour, a mile or something. Well, no, I'm exaggerating here.
Crazy driver.
Yeah. It takes a lot longer to cover, doesn't it? It's like that. This is weird where we are now.
We're coming into Glenfinnan,
I think. Yeah. Is that snow on top of that mountain there?
Well, it could be. It's really
caravan, packing. Brown door hut behind it. I saw one track road with a barbed wire fence on one side of it. It feels like we're in the middle of a national park already. Like any moment now an elephant's going to step out. The famous Donegal elephants. Or a cougar might jump from overhead, top of the car, pounce top of the roof, eat our crisps. But no, we'll have to keep the windows up for that. And there's like a little river running down the side of us. These mountains are beautiful.
Aren't they?
Aye.
I think it's sort of Glen Bay was there, possibly.
What occurs to me, and this must be our third podcast, this is the most non-sequential podcast ever, because we start talking about some and get completely distracted to the scene. Welcome to our world. Oh, and there's just, you know what, there's... We should be going somewhere, but there's mountains all around us.
Lovely.
I hope we're going to...
That probably is the start of your day there. I would imagine.
Yeah.
Kind of start from the bottom of it,
right. Anyway, listen, we're probably boring our listeners. Let's do our quick download on podcast places to stay review as we fly through this junkyard.
Okay.
Farmy junkyard place. Right. So Rorty's, yep, really colourful pub, lots of cool stuff in it. Warm welcome,
local,
friendly people.
We were chatting to Brenda's sister, one of my co-workers, Electric Ireland.
We noticed an odd pattern. Yeah. And Brenda's sister got our names, but we didn't get hers.
Everyone's like top secret.
Yeah, nobody gives you your name. But they want to find out stuff about you.
About you.
Yeah. And we went back, we found out we just have got to stop now because there's cows right in front of us. Or, yep. Bull.
We're going to get flipping mint.
Yeah.
Now.
What do we do here?
Evil.
Shall we? Do you want to toot the horn?
No.
Yeah, I think you better toot the horn here.
I'm going to try and edge past and flip the windows.
Yep. We are in the thick of it.
I'm going to get in this car and finish. God.
Ah, the older one is steering the younger one off the road.
Aww.
Good, good.
Aww,
what are they? Are they
horsey
cows?
This is the start of it.
They're kind of like a cross between horses and. They're mostly horse, but part cow. That would be a choice. Or a choice. What do you think would be the best hybrid of a horse and a cow? But mostly horse. Write your answers on a bit of paper and scan them into the internet.
Oh, flip, you know what? I'd love to get a photo of that. Not
shall we pause the cast? Yeah.
Hi.
Let's see Sarah's photo.
I'm generally quite quiet. Hello.
We're still going. We're still going through Glenveagh.
I'm not going to be left. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, Mom, it took you this long to listen to me on the internet. Thanks.
I don't know what to say.
And call my father through, would you?
Would your mom be listening to
us? No. They love me, but they have their limits. Glenveagh, the hills of eyes, is just we are surrounded on all sides by.
That's like a really gruesome, horrible murder movie, isn't it?
Hills of Eyes, I think so, yeah. Scary shit. Well, I just feel like I'm being watched everywhere. And there's these mountains that were placed there by gods, like a cross between Hercules and, Godzilla.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Hercules is Godzilla-sized. Hence gods, and they might even, some of these mountains might actually be gods.
Just amazing, like a Glenveagh, like who would have thought of it next to Fermanagh? I never even knew about this until very, very recently.
This is when people talk about the famous hills of Western Ireland.
Oh,
we are riding through the centre of most of them. That's what it feels like. And there was one right beside you. Massive giant one, and it felt like it was towering over the car. It was reaching out from its space about, you know, kilometers away and just rising and coming back over. And there's very little, there's a wee gully, there's very little gully.
Oh,
we see the ocean. Yeah, okay, you want to see.